more celebrations within our community of faith. I was just so blessed, my family and I, to go to an art exhibit last Sunday afternoon at the Epcot Center here in Summerside, where Nan Ferrier, our own Nan, has an art exhibit. She's compass famous, 95 years old right there. The exhibit will be at the Epcot until the end of February, called Somebody's Child, and I am a work of art as part of that piece, in more ways than one, right, Mr. Campbell? Right. So, very, very thrilled and very, very honored. So, Nan, you're the cutest little 95-year-old I know, so talented, absolutely brilliant. And also, I do want to acknowledge and with thanks the worship team for leading last week's service. Beautiful service, so thank you so much. And to know that all is well, with a little surprise we kind of had through the service, but all is well. All is well. Friends, we are a community of faith that responds to one another's in joys and struggles and scares and uncertainty, and we are to be part of each other's lives. It is with deep gratitude and respect that Trinity United Church Summerside gathers and worships on unceded Mi'kmaq territory. Abigwit Prince Edward Island is covered by the historic treaties of peace and friendship. Let us prepare ourselves for worship.
Okay, that sounds good. Okay, we got sound online. We're good to go. Thank you.
Else, and use this for the have gathered to worship God.
We have come seeking comfort, inspiration, unity, and insight.
We have come to open ourselves to the power of God's presence in our midst.
We have come to offer us seasons and eternities in our lives, and life's thoughts of in our earning and in our world.
Themselves heard in unison in prayer. praise and thanksgiving to the Lord. And when the song was raised with trumpets and cymbals and other musical instruments in praise to the Lord, for he is good. For his steadfast love endures forever. The house of the Lord, was filled with a cloud, so that priests could not stand to minister because of the cloud. For the glory of the Lord filled the house of God.
Friends, the music ministry provided here at Trinity United Church Summerside each week offers praise to God like a cloud of hope and joy that fills this sanctuary and beyond. Today, on this Sunday of gratitude, we pause to acknowledge and celebrate all the music leadership of our music director, Louise Elder, and all the members of the Trinity Choir who have answered the call to fill our sanctuary with sacred song. This music ministry is such a blessing. Today, we once again recognize all of your special gifts. And we thank you for your time, for your talent, for your presence. And helping us grow, through your music, you help us grow in our Christian faith. And that is truly praises God together.
As you come to share your time and talents with the various choirs here at Trinity United Church in Summerside, let us make a covenant before God and with one another.
So those within our choirs, representing our different choirs here, please rise if you are able, all those who are within our choirs, within Trinity United Church here, and of course our music director. We thank you, as disciples of Jesus Christ, will you continue to live out your faith with praise and thanksgiving with the various music ministries of God's church? If so, please answer, we will, God being our helper.
We will, God being our helper.
Yeah, but it's not the word.
Will you, the congregation of Trinity United Church, Summerside, honor the music leadership of these people? Will you assist them through daily prayer, encouragement, and generous support, so that they, together, we may all be faithful church of Jesus Christ? If so, please answer, we will, God be my helper.
We will, God be my helper. Please join me in prayer. Loving God, you have called these people to serve you. Send your Holy Spirit upon them and upon all of us that we may keep the promises that we continue to make today. Help them to fulfill their responsibility. May their music leadership help us to all reflect. Reflect on your love and your grace, always knowing that all praise is to you, loving Creator. Amen. In the name of God, Creator, Christ, and Spirit, we recognize and affirm you in your ministry as music director and as members of the various choirs here at Trinity United Church, Summerside. Let us show our approval. Let us clap. Praise They're going to stand. those ages 3 to 15, our youth, to come forward and sit up on the steps here to hear a story about Jesus welcoming the children. Addison's going to share with us a story of Jesus welcoming the children. Come forward.
When she gets up,
yes, you can come up the steps here. Wonderful. Love the food box light on. That's awesome. And we'll listen to the story of how Jesus not only welcomes the children, but blesses the children. So Addison will share with us that too. Scripture today.
Here's Addison. Sorry.
Good.
Good?
Yep.
Jesus traveled all over the land, telling people about the good news of God's love. One day, Jesus was talking to a large crowd. It seemed that there was always a crowd. The children had to stand on their tippy toes or sit on a parent's lap just to see Jesus. People were everywhere on the grassy hill, laughing and smiling and waiting for Jesus to tell them more about God. Jesus loves you and you and you. Jesus said he wants you to love other people too. One mom said, I want my children to hear what Jesus is saying. Other parents wanted their children to hear Jesus too. They moved closer and put their children down on the grass. One small boy tugged on the corner of Jesus' robe and Jesus turned around. Ah, Jesus said, smiling, and he bent down to hold the hands of the children standing nearby. But the disciples scolded the parents. What do you think you're doing? Jesus is too important and too busy to talk to these children. Move your children back. When Jesus heard the disciples saying these words, he stood up and turned back to the grown-ups. What do you mean? Jesus said to the disciples. These children are as important to me as you are. I want to bend down and look into their eyes and tell them about God's love too. Never stop anyone from coming to see me, especially children. Let the children come sit on my knee. Children like these are part of God's big family too. Then Jesus knelt down to look each child in the eye. Come sit with me, Jesus said, and I will tell you about God, about the love of God, my Father. Jesus sat on the grass with all the children and told all of the girls and boys about God and God's family. Then Jesus put his hand on every girl's head and every boy's head and blessed them, saying, remember God, and I love you just the way you are. Then Jesus stood up and said to all of the grown-ups, remember my words. Whoever does not love God like a child won't be a part of God's family.
Thank you, Addison, for that reminder of the openness of our Christian faith and the love of God for all of you. And I know you're going to continue that story within your junior church time. So let us sing together.
Thank you.
Join me in response of Psalm 112 that can be found on the screens. Blessed are those who fear God. Their descendants will be mighty in the land. The generation of the upright will be blessed. They are a light in the darkness for the upright, being gracious, compassionate, and just.
It goes well with those who lend generosity. We have covered their ears with justice.
For the righteousness will never be shaken. They will be kept in remembrance forever.
They will know when they should be kept in remembrance.
Their heart is steady. They do not fear. In the end, they will see their enemies' downfall.
Are just little snippets of those moments when the church becomes what Jesus envisioned. Maybe that is why the holy text we shared this morning is one of my favorite scriptures within the Bible. Be it from the Gospel of Mark chapter 10 or the Gospel of Matthew chapter 19, the message of Jesus welcoming the children, it holds true for all of us. The children, we are all the children of God. We are to respond to one another as Jesus responds, that all are welcome, all are included, all the gifts that we bring are important. They're recognized and they're celebrated. As Dr. Seuss once said, a person is a person, no matter how small. We are important, all of us. Important to friends and to family, to our community of faith, and we are important to God. Each of us brings our own unique qualities to this place. And we create, all of you create this beautiful mosaic, the church, your church, together. I read this text in many different Bibles. This morning we heard it from the Spark Bible. No matter the version, the meaning behind it has always sat well with my soul. And I feel it is a perfect scripture on this Sunday, a Sunday where we're claiming time to recognize the power of gratitude, a Sunday where we continue together into the season of Epiphany. Gratitude and Epiphany, hand in hand, creating a space where we are all seen, we are all heard, we are welcomed, and we are part of something that's bigger than ourselves. Jesus is inviting us, come to me in the same way that these little children do. Learn from them. Don't stop them from coming, but instead, welcome them and learn from them. Witness how they approach their faith. Notice the willingness of the children. Notice how happy they are just to be present in the light of God. That they may be young, they may be small, but their spirits are huge. They are wise. Their openness is transformative. We must learn from them. This is what Jesus is saying to the disciples. We must learn from them. Come to our faith just like the children do. Jesus goes even further by shedding light on the fact that these children come not only to learn, but they come to do, to be part of, not just to learn. You can almost feel the excitement within this text, imagining Jesus bending down and looking into the eyes of all the children there saying, God loves you too. Knowing that they are being invited. They're being invited to come and to learn, to come and to listen, and for us to learn from them, and that God loves all of us and this world. The same children then are commissioned, just like we're commissioned. The same children are commissioned to take what is taught and to live it out into the world. These children become the teachers of the word, just like you and just like me. The message is clear. We are loved by God through Jesus, just as we are and how we show up. A love so open that we and this world can be transformed by it. We're not to hinder anyone from coming to be in a place of learning their faith and wanting those teachings to transform them, and as such will transform this world. We are not the gatekeepers. We are the ones that are to throw open the gates, knock the gates right off its hinges, and to make way and room for all, so that all can live into the teachings of love, into the teachings of God. reflected on all of this in preparation for today, I kept thinking of the many times when we come to our faith, when we are excited about coming to our faith, when we feel ready. However, sometimes, over time, we may lose the spark. Sometimes we may lose the energy. Sometimes we lose hope. Sometimes we may even lose faith. We don't hear the invite. We ignore the call of our faith and the excitement that we once felt from just showing up and saying, I am here, I am ready. All of that becomes muted. And sometimes we forget to lay our burdens down at the foot of the cross. Sometimes we get lost in the business of the church, and we forget that to be the church that Jesus envisioned. We no longer seem to have the courage or willingness to take in all of this like a sponge, the teachings of Jesus, and then we go out there and we share the good news in gratitude. We sometimes forget the power of gratitude. Instead, we busy ourselves with other things, other distractions. We make idols of things within and beyond the gates that we have constructed. But the call, it has not changed. Jesus is still calling us to tear open the gates, to open the doors of the church, and not let anything hinder the proclamation of the good news. The good news, God's good news, is for all of us. And that is good news. And for that, I am grateful. Friends, faith communities cannot prosper, they cannot grow and become what Jesus wanted us to become without a sense of gratitude. Let's look at gratitude for a moment, shall we? Gratitude in our context here at Trinity. Today, as a slideshow prepared by Peggy blesses our community of faith, we are immersed in moments that capture gratitude. Moments when there are no gates, there are no walls, there's no one hindering anyone from being present or coming forward, from being willing to answer the call. That is what Jesus envisioned when he invited us to come to him. Jesus didn't want us to stop anyone from coming, and he didn't want us to stop anyone from being present in their faith. This church, and the word church, is a verb. It has to be a verb. When our responses to one another is overshadowed by worldly influences, we no longer act into our faithful call. That is when our excitement around coming together is halted. Our sense of connection with God interrupted and even blurred. When we are no longer the church as Jesus called us to be, we are just a building that's named church. That's it. And those two things are very different. As a minister, I'm not called to a building, no matter how fancy your building is. I'm not called to a building. I am called to a community of faith. I am called to be a minister and to teach the teachings of Jesus within that community of faith and out into the world around, the community around, to make pastoral connections that bring the excitement of our faith together, journeying alongside one another through joys and through struggles, reminding each other that we are not alone, proclaiming the good news of our faith. That is church. That is what I'm called to do. And when that ceases, when we stop being church, then all of this, it becomes a facade. Look at these pictures. They represent exactly what Jesus is telling the disciples to allow to happen. Because when the disciples want to hinder the children from coming forward, when they dare hinder those children from coming forward, when they see no value that these children could bring to the community, Jesus rebukes his own disciples. And Jesus reminds the disciples what church is. The Bible describes church as the body of Christ, the bride of Jesus, a strong foundation, vine and branches, a growing community. For Jesus, the church was to be unified, holy, persistent, present in the world. The church was always about relationship, connection, and people. We must acknowledge what church is to be. Because when we get it right, when we live into the power of gratitude by proclaiming the good news of our faith, then that is exciting. That is when we are truly experiencing all the colors of the rainbow, being transformed by the light for all the world. Then we are church. All glory is God's. Amen.
We're going to sing "The Light of All the World," sometimes called "We Are a Rainbow." I'm going to ask you folks to stay seated, and I'm going to ask the choir to stand. And then we're going to sing verses 1 and then verse 2. Kathy's going to sing verse 1. We will sing verse 2 and then the chorus, and then you can join us for verse 3 and so on. Just simply because it might not be so familiar to you, we have sung it here, that we are indeed a rainbow, a sign of covenant and peace. And we join together in our voices as we paint the world in colors.
We are candles, lamps that proclaim.
circle of gratitude. The Faith in Action team, you, the Trinity people here and at home, the coordinating ministry, our food box clients, Trinity teams, volunteers, Feed My Sheep guests, Trinity staff, community supporters, seniors, Trinity United Church Council, you, them, us, all joining in the perpetual circle, ever evolving, ever including. In 2025, over 400 food boxes, over 1,000 Feed My Sheep breakfast guests, and 530 meals delivered to seniors in the community. In 2025, the Congregational Mission of Service givings were $29,225. That's a big thank you, and that is such a gratitude. The food box room is undergoing a renovation. After service today, feel free to check out the beautiful functional space, your space, their space, our space, for those in need of food security. Made possible by all of us joining in the circle of gratitude, along with the women and children accessing the Lighthouse shelter and supporting living. The Coldest Night of the Year team, the Walking Robins, Trinity United Church Summerside, led by our Captain Joyce Hazard this year, will circle around the Cup on February 28th to raise funds for Lighthouse Emergency Shelter. And I understand there's friendly competition with other churches in the community and other folks. Please join our circle of gratitude by donating, walking, praying for the Walking Robins. Thanks be to God.
Good morning. Following worship today, you're invited to coffee and conversation in the auditorium. Thanks to the Trinity Council for this opportunity to create community. The sacrament of holding communion will be shared. We'll be using the come forward method. A quick reminder to take a moment and answer this week's question for Karina to assist in her studies, which can be found at the entrances. For those at home, you too can take part in the survey by sending an email with a subject line saying survey response to Joyce, our admin@trinitysummerside.ca. Who will pass along the answer to Karina. So this week's question is, what would you like to see as part of worship? For additional information on these items and more on the life and work of Trinity Summerside and its work into the community, the bulletin or Linton newsletter are available at the entrances and on the website, trinitysummerside.ca. Trinity is truly blessed by the people in this community of faith. We thank you for being willing to share your time, talent, and treasure all year round.
Thank you to Beth and thank you to Nancy for reminding us on all the different ways in which we can give. And as Bill brings forward the offering plate, I ask you to please rise, those who are able, as we offer a blessing over time, talent, and treasure, the blessing over the offering. Friends, join me in prayer, and let us pray. Loving Creator, help us to remember that we are made to love, and in doing so, we bring who we are, we bring our talents, we bring our offerings so that it may continue to show the loving ministry of your church and into the world. Bless our offering as you have blessed us. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Share it, let's sing now. For all hope has to be here.
gracious and loving God. We pray for the world, the conflict and destruction that is happening, for the people suffering from sorrow and pain at the hands and power of others that is out of their control. We pray for our community, for our families and those near to our hearts, for the people who dedicate their time to care for others, for those in schools, hospitals, nursing home facilities, and those who stand up for the vulnerable and choose to create a world that may find peace. We pray for the church, that it will be more than a building, that we will come together as a community to see the future of this church and the needs of its congregation, for the understanding of a way to look at things from only your view, God, of what your ministry is needing. We pray for each other, to be able to express kindness, to be slow to anger, to be open to understanding others, to share our blessings, and to remember scripture that shows us how to be disciples. We pray for moments, moments of beauty, moments of comfort, moments of strength, moments of love, moments to share stories, and moments to be present. Holy One, we pray all these from our hearts and trust you to answer. Amen.
Thank you.
commitment that takes to present something like that. So, Peggy, thank you so much. As you leave this place today, I commission you all to be alert, to stand firm in the faith, to be valiant and strong, but let all that you do be done in love. May God bless you and keep you. May God's face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Amen and hallelujah.